This week, the Senate's debating a bill that would make it easier for small, privately held companies to go public. It's part of a package of legislation to promote economic growth called the Jobs Act that President Obama has pledged to support. The bill would ease financial reporting requirements for companies with less than $1 billion in annual revenue and a total value under $700 million after they go public. But critics, including several Democratic senators, are lining up against the bill. The head of the Securities and Exchange Commission says the legislation would eliminate important protections for investors in even very large companies. Tracy Samuelson reports.
Mike Sid is CEO of tech startup MediaMorph. They make software for entertainment and media companies that lets them track their content across different networks and websites. The company isn't profitable yet. Sid declined to give specifics. But he says revenues doubled last year, and the company raised $8 million last month. Eventually, those investors will need some kind of an exit, meaning they'll want to sell the company or take it public. So what'll it be?
It's an economic question, right? You know, is, you know, going public providing enough economic benefit that it makes sense to take on that burden?
The burden, Sid mentioned, is the disclosures and financial auditing that comes with being a public company. Sure, it takes time and money for companies to go public, he says, but that won't be his deciding factor.
You know, the biggest bar is, of course, public markets itself. What is, you know, what's acceptable to the public markets in terms of going public? So it's no good to list your company when, you know, nobody's going to buy the stock. That's completely pointless.
Kathleen Smith is chairman of Renaissance Capital, which specializes in researching initial public offerings, or IPOs. She says when investors aren't buying or the stock market is rocky, companies put plans to go public on hold.
The IPO market is really a derivative of the overall economy. And we would argue that the issue the IPO market has nothing to do with regulation, has everything to do with the investors saying, am I willing to take this risk knowing how risky an IPO can be when it goes down.
If the bill becomes law, Smith and other critics argue it will loosen regulations put in place after the tech bubble and accounting scandals like Enron and WorldCom. That could make things even riskier for investors. Companies that qualify under the new rules will only have to file 2 instead of 3 years of financial statements before selling shares to the public. They won't have to hire an independent auditor to assess internal controls. Bank analysts would be allowed to promote stocks the same bank is underwriting. And all this would apply to a lot of companies. Smith says 90% of IPOs in the last 2 years had revenues under the $1 billion ceiling. Jay Ritter is a finance professor at the University of Florida who tracks public offerings. He says the reason fewer small companies are going public is because they're choosing to sell to bigger companies instead. Suppose you're a small tech company and you get an acquisition offer from, say, Apple.
Apple might be willing to pay a higher price than public market investors because Apple can then take the company's technology, rapidly integrate it into iPads or iPhones, and a couple of months later be selling 10 million units per month.
It might take years for the company to reach that scale on its own. So if small companies decide against going public, that's not necessarily a bad thing for the rest of us.
I don't think it's that important for society, as long as successful companies are being created and nurtured, whether that company then goes public and remains as an independent entity or sells out and becomes part of a larger organization.
But Mark Heeson, president of the National Venture Capital Association, disagrees.
So if you get acquired, what very often happens is that the acquirer is buying that smaller company for a specific technology, a specific product, or a specific number of employees. That company may have a lot of other ideas, a lot of other products that get left on the cutting room floor when that company gets acquired.
Heeson says companies will still have the same reporting requirements. The Jobs Act just gives them 5 years to get there. More importantly, his organization sponsored a study that found public companies added 90% of their employees after their IPO. Arguments like that will likely be enough to get the bill through Congress in an election year that's all about the economy. For WNYC, I'm Tracy Samuelson.